The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So this is an experienced practitioner's retreat. And we've set the foundation over the course of the retreat to finally now give you the most advanced teachings. So if you're ready for them, listen carefully. The most advanced teachings involve being radically simple. To simply know now what is obvious. There's no need to go looking for something. No need to probe. No need to try to make something happen. No need to make something go away. No need to get concentrated. No need to develop greater mindfulness. The radical advanced teachings are just to know now what comes into awareness in the most obvious way, so that it stands there in the moment without a past or a future. Without interpretation, without assigning meaning to it, without appropriating it to yourself. Without being for or against it. Without using it to define yourself. A radical simplicity of knowing. Where knowing is allowed to operate by itself, just know. If what you know is a mind that's easily lost in thought, then you might use the anchor of breathing to help you settle down. But if the mind is quiet and you notice what's obvious, it might still be the breathing. If breathing is the biggest activity, physical activity happening for you in the moment, and each of the four foundations represent different things you can know if you allow the knowing to be in the present, you might know sensations of the body as they arise. You might know feeling tones as they occur. You might know mind states. And somewhat related, you might know the emotions that arise. You might know the activities of the mind, the hindrances or the seven factors of awakening or the aggregates. Or you might know a thought as it arises. How radically simple can you allow each thing to be? Even the idea that something continues through time and experience is not radically simple. It's carrying with you an idea of it was there a few moments ago. You anticipate it'll be there a few moments from now. Such a radical simplicity of knowing that each moment shows itself, just itself. And the next moment of knowing, and the next moment of knowing, radical simplicity where there's no retrospective thinking. We don't think about just about what just happened. Way, kind of like you're sitting in a relaxed seat in a train, at ease, relaxed, looking out the window. In a very simple way, you're relaxed and you look out the window, and it's a constantly changing scene. Each scene, each moment is what it is by itself. Imagining that your mind takes the easy seat here, relaxed, open, keeping your windows, the curtains drawn open to a radical simplicity of seeing this moment. And you might see if you can trust, the radical trust, that it's okay, it's safe, it's supportive and helpful. To stay in this radical simplicity of knowing what's obvious moment by moment. No problems. Just the knowing of the next thing. The next thing. Just knowing. radical simplicity of simple knowing is not a doing. You can let go of your efforts to do, your efforts to meditate. And it's more undoing your thoughts, undoing your doing. So the natural ability to know that has no strain, no pushing or trying, just knowing, letting go, so you can trust the natural knowing of the mind that knows the obvious in the simplest way. to be with the radical simplicity of this moment, to know it. You don't need to bring with you all your luggage from the past. You can leave behind your baggage so that you can know this next moment as a completely new moment. And if some of the baggage and thoughts from the past appear in this moment, let that be known with radical simplicity. Like you're looking out the train window at the next scene, ready for the next one. When knowing is radically simple, simple knowing of what's obvious in the present, there may be a feeling of real intimacy within, or intimacy, as if that knowing is the most intimate thing. More intimate than anything you could know in this radical simplicity of knowing the present. a few minutes, I'll ring the bell to end the sitting. And I won't say anything after the bell. And you're always welcome to practice in the way that works for you. Practice the way you know how. And when you feel ready, when it feels like the next step maybe, you might take that radical leap of trust. Into the simplicity of the present moment. We're simply knowing the obvious as it arises and passes in the present. Where every moment is a new beginning and a new end. The radical leap of trust, where the simple knowing feels the same as abiding in the present, dwelling in the flow of the here and now as it occurs.